Ovo je test razumijevanja odslušanog teksta i stranog jezika. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete 2 minuta da provjerite svoje odgovore.
It's a sunny afternoon in Shanghai, and throngs of Chinese fans are gathering outside Qizhong Stadium to catch a glimpse of one of the sport's enduring titans.
Roger Federer, serve, make some noise.
Widely recognized as one of the greatest tennis players ever, Roger Federer is known for his signature forehand and his arsenal of artistic play. He became the first Swiss man to win a Grand Slam title in 2003 and went on to secure 16 more. He currently holds the record for the most Grand Slam wins and career prize money. And while he's foregone the world number one spot that he held for a record 302 weeks, his career is still going strong. He's considered by Forbes as one of the world's most powerful celebrities, and ranks at number 2 on the magazine's list of highest paid athletes, earning a cool $71 million annually. This week on Talk Asia, we're in China with Roger Federer as he doubles up with the nation's top tennis star for the Shanghai Masters and discover what keeps the man driven after more than 15 years on the court.
You've won 17 Grand Slam titles, but you still need to prove something?
Yes, to myself, to my supporters, to Switzerland.
And welcome to Shanghai. I mean, it's been, what, 12, 11 years since you first got here in 2002?
Exactly, for the World Tour Finals back then.
Yeah, and a lot has happened.
Big deal for me, yeah. It was my first time that I qualified for the top 8 players at the end of the year and trying to win the World Championships. I lost in the semis against Leighton Hewitt in a tough match, I remember. I was out at the Expo Center.
Yeah.
And by now they have this most incredible Qizhong Stadium built for the players. So I think it's a really nice place for us to play tennis, and I'm always excited coming back.
Over here in the Far East, there's been a definite shift in popularity when it comes to tennis. A lot more people are interested in it. There are even players that are coming from the region.
That's true.
What are you noticing about the kind of focus and the talent that's being nurtured and harnessed from this part of the world? I mean, there was a time when tennis was dominated by the West.
Poslušajte ponovo.
It's a sunny afternoon in Shanghai, and throngs of Chinese fans are gathering outside Qizhong Stadium to catch a glimpse of one of the sport's enduring titans.
Roger Federer, serve, make some noise.
Widely recognized as one of the greatest tennis players ever, Roger Federer is known for his signature forehand and his arsenal of artistic play. He became the first Swiss man to win a Grand Slam title in 2003 and went on to secure 16 more. He currently holds the record for the most Grand Slam wins and career prize money. And while he's foregone the world number one spot that he held for a record 302 weeks, his career is still going strong. He's considered by Forbes as one of the world's most powerful celebrities, and ranks at number 2 on the magazine's list of highest paid athletes, earning a cool $71 million annually. This week on Talk Asia, we're in China with Roger Federer as he doubles up with the nation's top tennis star for the Shanghai Masters and discover what keeps the man driven after more than 15 years on the court.
You've won 17 Grand Slam titles, that you still need to prove something?
Yes, to myself, to my supporters, to Switzerland.
And welcome to Shanghai. I mean, it's been, what, 12, 11 years since you first got here in 2002?
Exactly, for the World Tour Finals back then.
Yeah, and a lot has happened.
Big deal for me, yeah. It was my first time that I qualified for the top eight players at the end of the year and trying to win the World Championships. I lost in the semis against Leighton Hewitt in a tough match. I remember I was out at the Expo Center.
Yeah.
And by now they have this most incredible Shizhong Stadium built for the players. So I think it's a really nice place for us to play tennis, and I'm always excited coming back.
Over here in the Far East, there's been a definite shift in popularity when it comes to tennis. A lot more people are interested in it. There are even players that are coming from the region.
That's true.
What are you noticing about the kind of focus and the talent that's being nurtured and harnessed from this part of the world? I mean, there was a time when tennis was dominated by the West.
Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak.
And you've had to deal with that as well in your career, but it seems as though a lot of expectations on you even now, despite the fact that you've achieved so much. How do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, okay, Switzerland's not quite China in terms of pressure, but...
But I think everyone feels that they have, you know...
Absolutely,
that
I've gone through it.
They have such an interest in you, even whether they're Swiss or not.
Absolutely, and you know, it starts very locally and so forth, and you move on and on and on, and you have to prove yourself time and time again, and that pressure can definitely weigh on you. You lose... the fun goes away sometimes, just because... Instead of now it being this lifelong dream you've had of wanting just to enjoy yourself and play tennis like your heroes used to, now people sort of expect you to win. Like losing in the quarterfinals, which was a dream 5 years ago, now is like a disaster. It changes the mindset of you as a player and as a professional athlete, and that's where I always try to remember, well, you know what, as long as I enjoy what I'm doing, I train hard, I have no regrets, and all I can do is give my best, then it's going to be fine, regardless of the outcome.
Poslušajte ponovo.
And you've had to deal with that as well in your career, but it seems as though a lot of expectations on you even now, despite the fact that you've achieved so much. How do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, okay, Switzerland's not quite China in terms of pressure, but...
But I think everyone feels that they have, you know...
Absolutely,
that they
I've gone
have
through
such
it.
An interest in you, even whether they're Swiss or not.
Absolutely, and you know, it starts very locally and so forth, and you move on and on and on, and you have to prove yourself time and time again, and that pressure can definitely weigh on you. You lose the fun goes away sometimes, just because instead of now it being this lifelong dream you've had of wanting just to enjoy yourself and play tennis like your heroes used to, now people sort of expect you to win. Like losing in the quarterfinals, which was a dream 5 years ago, now is like a disaster. It changes the mindset of you as a player and as a professional athlete, and that's where I always try to remember, well, you know what, as long as I enjoy what I'm doing, I train hard, I have no regrets, and all I can do is give my best, then it's going to be fine, regardless of the outcome.
Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Sada imate 2 minuta da pregledate svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.